From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Daylight savings time is behind us and spring is almost here. To celebrate, we're reflecting on a venerable example of local fauna. The Quercus virginiana is Georgia's official tree. It's better known as the live oak tree and has held that title since 1937. These majestic, ancient trees are symbols of the South in postcards, films, and online travel sites. We invited Greg Levine from Trees Atlanta to tell us more about the nature and history of the live oak. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. How would you, Greg, describe the live oak to someone who's never seen one?
Well, the live oak is a tree that you often see on the coast of Georgia and some of the southern states, and it has long, sprawling branches. It's evergreen, so it keeps its leaves all year long, and you often will see the Spanish moss hanging from the tree, and the branches can spread almost 120 feet.
Wow.
So they're massively broad trees.
And it's been the state tree for more than 8 decades. Is this a permanent designation?
Yeah, I would see it as permanent designation. I think there'd be a lot of challenges if somebody tried to change the live oak from our state tree.
So does this happen each? How often do they update this?
I don't think they've ever updated it. I think it's been the only
it's just
state
like
tree.
It's a given.
Yep.
So what goes into that kind of decision making? Do we even know?
You know, I don't really know how they came up with it, but I do believe that it is iconic of the state. I think it's a tree that you can identify from any other tree, because obviously it's evergreen, but it has such a specific look that it's a graphic that you see all over the place, mm-hmm. the live oak. And I think it's how most states pick a specific state tree.
Where does that name live oak come from?
Wow, that's a good question.
I'm so sorry I'm throwing all these big questions at you. All right, how about this? What's the difference between a live oak and other oaks?
That's a really good question. So, of course, genus, species is something you might learn in botany or biology. All oak trees are the Quercus genus, and live oak is virginiana. So there are actually 33 native oak trees to Georgia. So live oak is one of the 33 native oaks to Georgia. In fact, we have the second most oak species of any state in the country.
Mm-hmm. That was my next question. Is it native? But was there a role for it in Native American life, for example?
A lot of oak trees had a role in Native American life. The acorns are actually edible. Maybe don't taste that good, but they actually pounded the acorns into flour, and they would actually cook it and eat acorn, like an acorn almost bread.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, chestnut was much more tasty, so acorns were more on a kind of when you're a little desperate for something to eat, I guess.
I don't necessarily think of acorns in that case, but let's see. They do look like these ancient, almost prehistoric trees. How long can they live?
Actually, live oaks have records of, I think, 400 years. A lot of our oak trees can live about 400 to 600 years old. And our white oak, which is another great oak tree, also probably lives about 600 to 800 years. They can live that long.
Wow. Why is it so significant in Georgia historically, the live oak?
Well, I think it's, again, it's a tree that was associated with old, historic homes and, the big farms that we had mm-hmm. in the South. So I think that is something, even with Gone with the Wind, frankly. I mean, Gone with the Wind, they kind of use that live oak look as a tree that was a setting for the movie set. So I think it's just something that people have associated with the South. I don't really...
But what was it used for? Was it used for any particular thing?
No, I mean, they do...
Shipbuilding, houses, anything?
Shipbuilding was a big piece of mm-hmm. it. Shipbuilding, because it was on the coast. But as far as, lumber-wise, yes, they use it for construction. But shipbuilding was a big piece of it, again, because it was easily accessible to the ocean. But other than that, it's nothing more specific than most other oak.
So are they still harvested or grown? I mean, do people grow live oak trees begin them now?
Yeah, mostly people grow live oaks for the beauty and the aesthetic component of it. Usually timber, they look for faster growing trees, such as pine. So pine, you see a lot of pine farms. I don't believe that people are growing live oak for actually harvesting, although I'm sure it is harvested some.
How do these trees contribute to the local ecosystem?
Obviously, oak trees and all trees are the major part of any ecosystem in Georgia. It's the largest, green part of it, the largest plant. And oak trees actually are the most important tree for caterpillar species. Actually, 500 different caterpillar species will actually eat the leaves of oak trees. So more than any other tree in the state. And of course, caterpillars feed about 80% of the baby birds, fledgling birds' diet. So without oak trees, we lose a lot of our birds. In fact, there's a recent study that says native plants in general, native plants, once you drop below 70% of native plants in your landscape, the bird population drops. And a lot of it is centered around the bugs that eat those plants that feed the birds.
So your organization has worked a lot to preserve the tree canopy, and Georgia has had a lot of development and construction, especially in Atlanta. How does development affect these live oaks?
Well, so all across Georgia, we're obviously having a lot of people move from up north. I think you might be one of them.
I'm one of the people who's ruining it.
Yes. So a lot of people are moving to Georgia, and so quickly that a lot of our ordinance and zoning has not really been able to save the canopy. It's with good intentions, but not quite the right ordinances. So we're having a lot of new construction, and we're trying to figure out ways that we can bring double the population in the next 20 years without losing our canopy. We'd like to actually keep Atlanta's canopy at 50%. So it's a balancing act, and right now it's not quite balanced, but the city is working very hard to make sure that we are able to do that. And that means that ordinance is going to have to change, but we also should be buying more forested land in the city as well. And of course, plant more trees. So it's, you know, kind of a three-pronged fork.
I'm speaking with Greg Levine. He's co-executive director of Trees Atlanta. And spring is almost here, and we're discussing the nature of the live oak tree, the state's official tree, and other trees. Tree canopy is a big part of what his organization is working to preserve. But, you know, like if you're thinking about development, a big, huge, sprawling oak tree, it may not be the one that you're going to choose. What is their root system like? Is that something that messes up, you know, like as their aggressive roots spread, do they ruin foundations, crack through sidewalks, that kind of thing?
I mean, trees probably, normally you want to get a big, large shade tree, a tree that gets over 60 or 80 feet, about 20 feet at least away from your foundation. But I can tell you I've had two houses that had trees within 3 feet of the foundation, and house doing quite well. I wouldn't have planted it, but they were there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, tree roots do spread about at least as wide as the actual branches. So you can imagine that a tree with an 80-foot spread, the roots are probably spreading 80 feet as well. But right tree, right place, you should be able to plant a shade tree pretty close to your house and not have a problem.
And this strong root system is one of the things that makes them supposedly hurricane-proof or disaster-proof, but that wasn't the case when the Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans in 2005. Has Georgia experienced damage from Hurricane Michael and beforehand? What's the status of oak trees in the state since the storm?
Well, we've lost a lot of trees through the last couple of hurricanes, and the live oaks are pretty durable and tend to stay up more than almost any other tree, but a lot of them have come down, and I know there are efforts to replant a lot of trees in South Georgia. I know that Savannah has lost a number of live oaks as well, and both from storm and from basically the trees aging out. Mm-hmm. But trees tend to fall mostly during the strongest storms and are pretty durable otherwise.
How important are they when we're talking about climate change? Can preserving this historic Georgia tree and others, younger ones, actually help reduce carbon emissions?
Well, trees are a great carbon sink, meaning they absorb carbon when they're growing and they can put it back into the ground. It's really important to have a great forest cover. And over the entire country and world, we are losing forest cover. So individuals that don't have a lot of shade or canopy should think about planting a tree. And specifically, an oak tree would probably be the most important. It doesn't have to be a live oak, though. You can plant one of the other 32.
You're partnering with other nonprofits to present a series of talks across the city aimed at updating this tree ordinance that you mentioned before to talk about protecting the dwindling tree canopy in Atlanta. And of course, oftentimes there's, whether it's genuine or not, there it's like development versus the environment. So what kind of case are you making to developers and city planners and those who are in charge making these kind of decisions that the tree canopy is important here.
Sure. Well, so we're kind of having a call to action and supporting the city. The city is trying to rewrite the ordinance right now, and we want to support the city in the rewriting of it to protect more canopy. I think if you're looking in from a developer's perspective, if you want people to continue to move in Atlanta and stay in Atlanta and bring revenue and resources to the city, you have to have a great quality of life. And as we lose our tree canopy, that is what makes Atlanta special. And people aren't going to want to move here as much as if we lose our canopy. Plus, we have more water issues, which means we have more flooding. Our sewers get overloaded, which basically increases the need for increasing taxes because we have to build better sewer systems and bigger sewer systems. And of course, there's air quality and asthma and other health issues without our tree canopy, which means we have more hospital bills and people missing work more. So to be a healthy and economically viable city, we need to keep this asset and we need to keep it at where it's at, not lose any more of it. And it goes beyond Atlanta. We need to start looking at it in a regionally way as well. So those 13 growing counties need to figure out ways to keep their canopy as well.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, you go to places like Savannah and every calendar, every book, you know, it has pictures of these beautiful, beautiful live oak trees. Do you think people think about trees in the same way that they're thinking about, you know, preserving historic architecture, for example?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe more people think about trees because it connects them to the wildlife component that so many of us hold so dear. And there is a connection towards health. So I think there's actually a greater connection than even historical architecture, which is also very important. I think they almost fit in the same thing. It's actually looking at what makes a place healthier and better and more interesting and have depth of layers of history. When you have all that, you know, whether it's a building or a forest, it brings something special to your community. And in the end, if we don't have that, then what makes Atlanta or Georgia different than any other place?
I'm thinking about you. You said something about Gone with the Wind, and whether it's true or not, I imagine like that in the film To Kill a Mockingbird, Scout sitting up in a, you know, they're great climbing trees,
yes, the
live oak tree, sitting up in a tree. But the film's like, you know, from Gone with the Wind to 12 Years a Slave. And it is interesting that the designation as the state tree was made in 1937. This was at a time when Georgia was very keen on communicating southernness.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any connection there?
Oh, sure there is. I think, but also probably to the past as well, which, you know, there's some obviously things that we want to be connected to the past, but trees are not, you know, trees only do good. I mean, they're only making Atlanta and Georgia better, and we need to figure out ways to live with them. And we can figure out ways to double this population in Atlanta, which is what they're predicting, and still keeping the forest canopy. And I think that it's not going to be just Atlanta, but it's going to be places like Savannah and, you know, to Birmingham and Alabama, where these cities continue to grow. We've got to balance this out.
Greg Levine, he's co-executive director of Trees Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Now, Greg and his organization is partnering with other nonprofits to present a series of talks in places all across the city. You can find that more online. Some details on that, gpbnews.org. When was the last time you listened to someone tell a good story? Well, get your ears ready. We're going to speak with Andy Irwin, one of the featured speakers from this year's Big Fibbers Storytelling Festival in Rome, and Glenn Washington, host of Snap Judgment. I'm Virginia Prescott. Stay with us for more of On Second Thought.